The Gemara continues with dashing all the different machalim that the Kohen Gadol should not eat in order not to be roya ziva, kikeri hakoponim, in the shiva yomim that they're magalim b'avoida. Otherwise, it's going to be bodily day tumah and also b'avoida. Erev
Kippur or all 7 days?
All 7 days, Pashtus. I mean, the Gemara talks about a zov. A zov is talking about 7 days that he shouldn't see machmas oinus, so it'll be m'soysa. But the Goyen's Gears is not talking about zov dafka, it's talking about a Kohen Gadol too. Now, Erev Yom Kippur, the Mishnah does say that you don't give him too much to eat, so he shouldn't fall asleep. But the mokim that the mafrishin I say, if he comes tome, no, carries only 1 day. Carries only 1 day. So it won't be negay 7 days. Tumaziva is 7 days if it's 2 years. Meis leis. We're not talking about tumaziva, we're talking about tumaz carry.
We're not worried that the
Kohen Gadol becomes zov. No, because zov is not negay to carry. Zov is not tumaz carry. We're talking about machmas tumas, machmas, it's talking about the taka the one before. Zov is taka toilin kol shiva, because that's taka a question of ziva. That's two or three times is with the carbon. But a couple of these are the food items. And like I said, the Ramos says in Tov Resh Ches, it's a gay asudim afsekes. We shouldn't eat these food items on Erev Yom Kippur because we don't want boli day. It's a very bad brocha, an understatement. Someone who's a balkari on Yom Kippur. But that's a kaponim. We stay away from these food items. Zog de Gemara, daf yud ches of it based on the tap. The posik we dashen in Melochim. Vayetze echo de la sod de la laket oirois. What are oirois? Zog de Gemara, tonim ishmeder, a meyer ze gargir. Gargir was one of those vegetables that Rashi called aruga, and that is something that causes tumor. Zog de Gemara, omer Rabbi Yechon and Lomani Krishman oirois. Why is gargir called oirois? Shemi irois es einayim. It enlightens the person, his eyesight. Omer Avuna, hamoitze gargir, if someone finds a gargir, im yochala oichloi, if he can eat it, oichloi, then he eat it. Vim lav, and if he can eat it, so at least, vim lav maviroi al gabe einov, pass it over your eyes, like we do with a havdola, with the nerve of the ayin. So maviroi al einov is also refuah. After all, we said it's meiros einayim. Zog de Gemara, omer apope, begargiro mitzrono'o. Zog de Rashi, agod lala meitzer. We're talking about dafke gargir that grows on the border. And we balt it on the border, ein svivoiso zera ache shiakdish koichoi. There aren't any other seeds growing to be makrish the koich of the gargir. That's the one that has that potent koyach that's taka in meiros einayim. Zog de Gemara, omer av gil, omer av, ach senoi lo yoichal beyim. And achsenoi, a guest, should not eat beim. Why? Because Dr. Rashi, shemevinli, they carry umizgan al b'nei abayis. It's mizgan al b'nei abayis.
If he's using their sheet,
the Gemara is going to say, v'lo yishrem betalisa shabal abayis. So the Rach learns this as one thing. The Rach, ben chananel, achsenoi lo yochal beim, v'yishrem betalis bal abayis. Shema yira keri, v'yitanef atalis, v'yachshu bal abayis al ishtoi. So the Rach learns that is one thing. That means if you're a guest in a place, because the balabais will see keri on the talis shabalabais that after he ate beim, so be choshenim zok the Rach shabal ishtoi. That's a far-fetched chash according to the Rach. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi first says umizgan al bnei abayis, and then Rashi says in the next Dibur Maschil lo yisham betalis shabalabais shumishkase bo biyoyim. Rashi don't say anything about Baal Ishtoi. Rashi don't take it to that extreme. Rashi just says, Shloyim Tzolei Keri. The Hainu, the Baal Abayis is going to find Keri on his cloak that he lent at Achsanoi. And Memelo will be ignited, like Rashi says, Umisgana al Bnei Abayis. He doesn't say anything about Baal Ishtoi. Obviously, there's nafkaminis between Rashi and the Rach. If you learn that it's not going on Baal Ishtoi, the guy that's not married, it won't be the Strash. Baal Ishtoi is only when you have a wife. Baal Ishtoi. The Baal Abayis'
wife.
Yeah, so if the Baal Abayis is not married, you won't have this chash. So obviously there's many nafkaminas. If it's chash of Baal Ishtoi, or if it's chash of Shlei Zgana. If it's Shlei Zgana, then it's irrelevant if he's married or not. If it's Baal Ishtoi, it's only if he's married.
If he has his own beged, then there's no
chash either. The Gemara is talking about his beged, correct. Correct. Talking about the Baal Abayis' beged.
It's among the case. You're talking about you're wearing the Baal Abayis' wears during the day.
Correct. That's what Rashi says. Shu miskasa babi yoim. So since he has the Baal Abayis' cloak that he wears in the daytime, It's a type of cover, a cloak that he wears in the daytime, so he sees it. Azoy lender, Rashi azoy lender rach. Two different mamash, two different pshatim. Now the Rishash has a kash over here. Vos epis dafke beim. We have a whole list of macholim. We just had an omen aleph, 10 different macholim that bolu they carry. So we're saying a dinim achsanoi lo yoicha beim shemim to carry. Why dafke beim? Zok the Rishash a whole new pshat, and that answers all these chashas. We're talking about a beilach. He's taking a raw egg, like the chazoni meat, or even a soft boiled egg. And the loiven of the egg looks like keri. So if he's going to eat a raw egg on the cloak of the balabayas, it'll look like it's keri over there. We're not talking about stam, the real keri. The real keri is not the gate of Bayim Dafka. We're talking about a raw egg which has the loiven, which looks like keri. That's how the Rishash learns the sugya. He'll spill, yeah. Zog, we're talking about he's eating, yeah. He's eating at night even. Might be dark. Zog, Rav, Kimikl Ledalshish, when he came to Dalshish, Machiz, he proclaimed, Man Havili Yoima. These Amaroyim did not want to be even one night without a wife. So, a lot of married two wives, before Chaim ben Geshem. So he made a proclamation, Man Havili Yoima, who wants to be my wife for the day, for the evening? Rav Nachman Kadmiklish Chintziv Machiz Man Havili Yoima. Zog the Gemara, Vatanya. Zog Rashi, Manav Leyomi, Yesh Isha, Sitinosin Leyomi, Es Akif Khan, Vetetel Achemikan. And I'll give a get right after I leave. I'm here for one night. Chasna, Unokta Maget. Zog the Gemara, Vatanya Rabbeleza, Yankov Oima, Loyisol, the Isha Medina Zoo, Vielik Isha Medina Acheres, Shema Yizdav Guzet, Sazev, and Imsa Ach, Noisa Achoisoi. Now this is a chashash, especially like we're saying now, you're only married for one day. When you're married for a long tkufa, so you're allowed to go divorce your wife and go to another medina and marry another wife. There's a coil. There's no question. There's no chashash that the child of this marriage from tkufa one will now end up marrying a sister, a brother and a sister from a wife of tkufa two, which is a from an av. We're only choishes because you're only here for one day. The whole marriage was one day. Maybe she came pregnant and she has a son and you go to another place in one day and she has a daughter and there won't know bichlal, there's no koil for that one day. So I'm a male over there, lo yisa adam. But we're not talking about stam lo yisa adam. You're allowed to marry many wives if you're married for a time period. We're talking about the chashash is because it's such a small time period, so there's no koil. So how did he do such a marriage for one day? What about the chashash mamzeres that might come out of this? On this, the Gemara answers, Amri Rabbonon Kole Islu. That's good for the word. Since we're talking about the Talmud Chacham over here, we're talking about Rav, and they came to Shchintziv, they came to these places. So Memela de Talmud Chachamim. The Talmud Chacham has a coil, even a marriage for one day. So Memela, even if it's one day, like Rashi says, after one day, there's a coil. So there's a coil on the child. So there's no chash at ach nois achois. It's the same coil that you have when you have a 10-year marriage. You have by Talmud Chacham for one day marriage. Because Talmud Chacham, Rabbon and Kol Islu, Ziyot Chasse got me to Talmud Chacham. So Memela is a coil, there's no chash mamzeyas. And that's what Rashi says, Vishmom Korui al Bneihem, meaning the children are referred to their father. The son is called Ben Ployni, the Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yashvin Oriz explains, these Amroim were such a high madrega that they didn't want to be one day without a wife. Now we'll see soon in the Gemara, it doesn't necessarily mean the ex. What did you say? He had a wife, but his wife was at home. He traveled without his wife. So he didn't want to have a wife. He'll have two wives before Chaim and Geshem. So he didn't want to be without a wife even for one night. Now the Gemara is going to say soon, it doesn't necessarily mean that they actually married her. It means Tavu Eli Nosir. We'll see soon. So Pshat is, it's enough that it's pas besalo, I could be meyachid with her. Zog the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. V'omar Rove. How could you say that what? That he married her for one day. That means he proposed and then he got married that same day. Frag the Gemara. V'omar Rove. Tavu Eli Nosir. V'nispaiso. Tzicha Leishav Zayin Nekiyim. You have to sit Shiv Nekiyim. Why? Because it's a chash of Dam Chimud. So how could you say they came to the city of Shinsa for these cities and they married the lady, the proclamation, they married her, any tavul in Nosa needs 7 days. So how could you marry that same day? So the machlokes, we're showing him what exactly the chashash is. The Rashba learns in Nida Davchov that Dam Chimud is an Issa Deraisa. Dam Chimud. The Ran learns no Issa Dam Chimud Deraisa. Dam Chimud is a chash that maybe Dam Nidus is also in it. A tipis chadl of Dam Nida, so maybe that's the Issa. But mitzam Dam Chimud itself is not an Issa Deraisa. Only Issa Drabonon because a chash of Dam Nidus. Now, if there's no Hargosha, then even on the Dam Nidus, it's only an Issa Drabonon. So the question is exactly what this din of Tzich Lesh of Zayin Nikiyim is. Is it a din deraisa like the Rashba says, Dam Kimud is Issa deraisa, or it's only Issa Rabbonim because Shash Nidus, or on Agosh, it's Issa Rabbonim Kaponim. But the point is, how could they marry her? Lamai said it to Tavuli Nosei, need Zayin Nikiyim. Enter the Gemara two terutzim. The first says, the Gemara says, Rabbonon oidu yave moideluhu, mikedem. Rabbonon oidu yave moideluhu, mikedem ave mekadru meshadru shlucha. That means the proclamation came out 7 days before they came to the city. And they sent a shliach to proclaim that a chacham is coming to town, chacham baliyir, and a mele needs a wife. So mele, there's no tavul in nose of zayin nikiyim because it started 7 days earlier. So mele, the day he comes, he can marry that day. That's the first tenets. V'iboy yisema, there was no real marriage. Like you asked in the beginning, what do you mean? They married it for one day? V'iboy yisema, no. Yichuda v'miyachdeluhu. Zogt Rashi, yichuda ba'alma, meaning ve'ein niskokin lehen. There was no real marriage that they actually lived with her. So there was a pas besaloi. Since it was nosi to an isha, meaning adi yichud ba'alma, so mele it's ready pas besaloi. That's what Rashi learns. Now Tosfos has a kash on that. What do you mean? Loyer boy no lands of Tosfos elamis yachten imon v'su loy v'hikshiri im gen kevin dasugin lovi olel. If it's also to be bo'olel, so what's the pas besaloi? So Tosfos says maybe since it's mutal achazayin, that's called pas besaloi. Miu ha yesh loyma kevin d'shong achazayin pas besaloi kinebe. But then Tosfos says a kasha, how could you be miyachet with her if lemaisa you propose to her and you only be miyachet if the proposing itself causes dam nidus dam chimud? So then you can't be miyachet with a nida either. In fact, Tosfos v'ayidikshu heche sholich yude ba'dayu v'amin ifel kam deksubas misha pirsa ish tanida v'loy bal hu yishem ben anosh v'yishem ishen ben anoshim. So you can't be miyachet together weiter. So what did you gain by saying yichudim alma? You can't be miyachet if it's a chashash of dam chimud. And that is mechadish lochi pirshri. The amrinon man have liyoyim la amrinon man have liyoyim li bal. The tviu was never for beer. El liyichud ba'ado ba'alma. V'chevon shoy oimrim lem kach. Since it was only for yichud, lo hoy roiz dam me'achmas chimud. There's no dam chimud when the tviu is only for yichud. Now Tosfos on the top says lahava motzei shnuye ketanos shleigiel zman on liyoyim. You can't answer. We're talking about tvilu nos. We're talking about a ketana because he brings the gemara nida that the milsa the rove of tvilu nos. You need zaynikim even by ketanos. Because Dilma Mechamdo, Dam Chimud is a chashash in Bakhtanois. See, if it's a Nuchshad, not negated Dam Nidus, so maybe it makes sense, Taka. Chimud is negated Bakhtanois. But Nidus, how is Nidus Bakhtanois? Maybe it's a chashash mitamo. Venira Zoktais says, Dech Tavuli Nose vi Yoshua Shivanikim. After the Tavuli Nose, and she sat Sevenikim, Chol Oysam Shiva, Botko Shachas Vaarvis, Vetovlo Veloi Nivalo, Aschicha Livdok Bechol Yoim, Vyoim Del Oilam Shatavuli Nose, Klespuke Del Machazia Machmas Chimud, Achetivoil. Zakteisa bekhidish. The chash of dam chimud is until the maisa bia. The chimud you still have until the woman actually gets married, meaning babia. So mamela, even if you were tavuli nosei, and you had 7 days, and she was boidik every day, and she went to the mikveh, you still have to be choishes dam chimud achetiv oil. So therefore, Zakteisa, hilkach, bein on shivanikim somach lebias mitzvah. So the shivanikim should be right before the bias mitzvah. Vechem pish rashbam fertinoikis. Now this seems like a remez of Taka having a hafrosh of 7 days. Today the kallahs make a bedika, obviously, because there's Yoshev Zayin Nikim B'machmas Nidus. But it's seemingly over here that there has to be, it's Tosfos says that some of the Bias Mitzvah to have it Zayin Nikim because of the Dam Chimud. Now, Batsim, that doesn't really apply Bizman Azeh because, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch Sofer, that over here there's no chashash chimud. Bizman Azeh, they already proposed. The invitation already in the mill. We're not talking about over here there's a tvul in nose when there's a 3 month engagement. That's not the tvul in nose. So mela, today there's no real makar for the not seeing each other, not speaking to each other. That is a minik, Taka. It's done. But the poiskim in mitzad ha'aloch, mitzad the makar is bit etzim, Rabbi Yashev and Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, there is no real makar of not seeing each other. Ramosha says maybe it's better since the stam shouldn't see till the chasana, because it can only cause problems. but speaking, he says, is mutter. When it's allowed to speak, mitzaradin. The minig is not to, but akoponim, this is the makar of somewhat of a remez where we see this chash of dam chimut, but really it's not the tevuli nosa by us, because we're talking about that they already know each other before, and it's not proposing now, right on the spot, 7 days before the chasana. So it comes on the maskonis ha-gemara, there's two turutzim. The gemara, the kasha, what happened to tevuli nosa even ispaisa? You have to yoshev zayin nikim. First there it says, there was a 7 day proclamation beforehand, so mele there was the Shiva Zaynikin took place before the Chachom came to the city. And the second Tereza Gemara says, Lo Olam, there was no Biyataka. There was only Yichuda Ba'alma. And like Tereza explains in the Re, when there's only a Yichudika Tavua, on that there's no Chash of Chimud in the first place. So Mela, according to the second Tereza, there was no Chash of Dam Chimud, because there was never a Tviya for Biya, only a Yichud Ba'alma, and that would be considered Pas Besaloi. Zok the Mishnah. Mosrua zikne beizdin le zikne kuna. So again, the first Mishnah in the Perek was Shivas Yom Kodim HaKippurim Afrishin. Then we had the second Mishnah in Daf Yudalad of Kol Shivas Yom Muzorikas Adam Yemaglim Ba'avoida. Then we had the third Mishnah that said that Mosrua zikneim zikne beizdin v'korin lefonov. Here the zikneim v'korin lefonov, and they read the parasha of Achim Mois. Ishi Koyen Gol, Kroata Beficho. That was the mission of Yitches. So these are the Ziknei Bezdin. Now the mission continues. After the Ziknei Bezdin, they're Moiser, this Koyen that the Mafish 7 days, to the Ziknei Kuna, to teach him the actual Mais HaKtoiris, in Beis Aftinus. Because that, the Ziknei Bezdin, did not know. The Ziknei Bezdin were Magalim and Achim Mois.
Yeah.
Zok the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah Taka. Mosru zikne bezel zikne kuhuna ve'alua, and they brought him up to where la'aliyas beis aftinas. Aliyas beis aftinas was the place that was the mumchin ma'isek teres. V'ish bi'yuo, and they made him shmush. The pashas, this is mushman piacherim. They himself make shmush. V'ish bi'yuo means bi'piacherim. Either they answered omen or they didn't answer omen. Mashbiyam mashbiyam bitzaracherim v'niftru v'holcholem, and then they left. V'omruloi. And he said, "Ishi koyin gol onu shluche bezin, va'ata shluchenu. We are shluche bezin, and you are our shliach. V'shiach bezin mashbir ani olecho b'mishe shochin shmoi b'bayis hazeh shloite shana dove mikol mashoman olcho. Don't change anything from what we're teaching you. Who poyresh uboicha? Lehem poyresh uboichin. He's poyresh uboicha because they're accusing him of being a tzduki. That's the chash. And they're poyresh uboichin. They had to say this. Im hoye chacham." Doirish, if he's a chacham, if this, after all, we saw him by Sheni, they were not all Tamil chachamim. There were over 300 kahanim that died within a year. So they bought their way through. So if this coin gold is a chacham, then he's doirish lele yakimpurim. Vim lav, Tamil chachamim doirish lefonov. Vim rogel likois, if he usually is koira, then koira. Vim lav, koira lefonov, they read in front of him. But ma koira, what do they read? Look, ma koira lefonov, be eoivu be ezra. Zogt Rashi, because these are things that are mamshech asalev. So you don't fall asleep. You don't want him to fall asleep. Daniel also, these are things that Rosh Hash learns that it needs oimek and iyun. Rashi says that dvorim amshich and salev. So the Rosh Hash says because you need to be ma'ay, these are shver limudim, stamp to read. You have to ma'ayin in Daniel.
It's not the same as Rashi's.
Different, yeah, he's different than Rashi. Correct. Say a different pshat. He says that's dafka by Koyer Lefonov. By Koyer Lefonov, but it's not Koyer Lefonov. If you read himself, there could be anything, the Rishash wants to say also. Now, if you look in the Seder of Amitz Koyach, this is Mamish, what we say, that what we learned till now, the past few Mishnayos. Amitz Koyach starts off, Machzike Amona Shvua Koydem Lo'osar. That's the first Mishnah. Mafrishin Noisoy. Mafrishin Koyen Godel. That's Lishkas Pahedrin. Then it says, Mazin Olav Mechatas Ataroi. That's the Zayin Yom HaFrosha, with Mazin Olav. Zorik Makte Meitav Lahergel. That's the Zayin Yom in the mission that we had, that you do to avoid your Magaloisim. Nilvim Olav Nevoinim Yishish Yishar. That's Nilvim Levoinim. That's the Zikne Bezdin. Noimim Loi Kroat Obeficho. That's Kroat Obeficho. Read the parasha yourself. The mission of Yitches. Then it says, well, you asked me if it was Erev Yom Kippur. Noga Chi Yamdiu B'Shar Kodim. Noga Chi means Erev Yom Kippur. They put him in the Shar Kodim. Noi zifke yoim lefnei yaviru, the marvid, the different korbanos. Samim lechame befitnim oisi yashbiu. That's the Mishnah that we're saying over here, Mashbiyahim by Beis Aftinas. So we see talking about Erev Yom Kippur. And this is all took place on Erev Yom Kippur. Well, okay, we'll stop over here. The end of the Mishnah, we'll continue the Gemara tomorrow in Daf Yutes.